I'm Keith Franklin. For those of you that don't know me, I'm one of the elders at the Gold Hill Road Church of Christ, where Jeff was the minister at for so many years. I did not get a slide in so you could see my handsome face up there and tell you all about me. So I'll just tell you that right now. I'm dealing with the topic of success. And this topic caused me a lot of trepidation. It caused me a lot of thought because I said, I'm going to be here with all these men who are already successful. I heard one man say today, I didn't think I was successful. We are all successful. God has blessed us all to be successful. And so this topic of success, dealing with the truth of success, I hope after you leave here today, if you don't hear anything else from me today, you just look at yourselves as successful. You look at God making you successful. And every time you read the Bible, you see success in everything that occurs there when you look at that. The topic of success, it has a synonym: accomplishment, achievement, advancement, benefits, booms, happiness, profit, progress, and then the antonyms, the negative part of it, because you cannot deal without success unless you look at the negative aspect of it also. Ty Cobb, if you remember Ty Cobb, he's the greatest batter in baseball history. His batting average was 366 over 24 seasons, but that means also that he fails 64% of the time. Success along with failure. You look at the next one, Reggie Jackson hit 563 home runs, but he has the career strikeout leader, 2,597. That's 78% more times he struck out than he hit home runs. And he's called a success. Thomas Edison, 1,000 experiments before he hit the right one for the light bulb. And they asked him, it says, how does it feel to fail 1,000 times? He said, I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. We don't fail. You cannot have success without failure. There are over 425 Allied and German troops that were killed on Normandy's beach. 209,000 Allies were killed. But yet it was called a what? Success. Try telling that to the ones that died. But look at 2 Corinthians. Are they all ministers? I speak as one beside myself. I more in labors more abundantly, in prisons more abundantly, in stripes above measure, in depths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, saved one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the sleep, in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils in rivers, in perils in robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in labor and travail, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Does that sound like a successful person? Doesn't sound successful. But he follows that up. If it shows here, did I go back? 2 Timothy, for I am already being offered, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I've been a success. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. I'm a success. Henceforth, there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me. And not only me, but to all them that love his appearing. He went through all of that failure, but yet he still called himself a success. Success and failure go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. The truth about success, it is that we all have failures in life. You're going to have to help me with this because I want you to raise your hand if you've ever failed. I'm going to ask a question again until everybody raises their hand. The truth about success, number two, it takes perseverance. All of those examples that I showed you up there, they still persevered until they got to the point where they were considered a success. You have to persevere to have success. All of you here right now have persevered through life. I see a lot of gray hairs, and believe it or not, if I let my hair grow, it would be gray. We have to persevere. The definition of truth. I only have 20 minutes, so I'm rushing through this. Ideal or fundamental reality apart from a transcending perceived experience, conformity with fact or reality. I think that ties in with Proverbs 23. Buy the truth and sell it not. You have to buy the truth. You have to pay a price to have truth to lead you toward success. And then it says, sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. The definition of success, the favorable or prosperous termination or attempts and endeavors, the accomplishments of one's goals, the attainment of wealth, that's what the world looks at, a performance or achievement that is marked by success, a person or thing that has had success. But Joshua says about success, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. You want success? You meditate on it day and night. What is success? I put these questions up because I want you to think about it. Many times we go through life and we don't think about success. Success just happens to us. I know it's true. Because many of the things that I've accomplished in life, I had no plan for it. It just happened. And it was successful. And I want you to answer these for me. And you can answer them loud if you want to. Is success real? Yes. Is it worthwhile? Yes. Is it lasting? Yes. Trick question coming. Is it a one-time occurrence? Is it ongoing? Or is it something that is incremental? Yes. It's all three of them. Success is incremental. Our life is based on increments. How do you define success in your life? Or does success define you? Does it matter if you are a success or not? Can you live a faithful Christian life without being successful? Trick question? No, you have to be a success. Who or what determines if you are a success or not? That's up to you. Do you define it, someone else, or does God define and determine your success? Does God determine it? The truth about success is that we all have failures in life. The truth about success is that it takes perseverance. And the truth about success is that we all want it. Who in here does not want success? We all want success. If we look in the Word of God, we want success. The Bible characters wanted success. We want success in our lives. We want success in love. We want success in life. We want success in business. We want success in our Christian walk. And if you look at the Word of God, everybody just about in the Bible wanted success. King David wanted success against Goliath, didn't he? Yes. King Solomon wanted success against David. He wanted to kill him. That would have been his success. Moses wanted success against Egypt when he killed the Egyptian soldier, but he had to wait 40 years to get the success against Egypt that he wanted. Jonah wanted success. Oh, I'm sorry. Jonah didn't want success. Jonah ran from success. Jonah said, I don't want to go to Nineveh. I don't want that success. How do I know that? Because when God got him to Nineveh, he preached the word of God to the Ninevites, and they repented, and God forgave them. And what did Jonah say? I knew you were going to do that. So sometimes you get success even when you don't want it. We have to set All right. There it is. The truth about success is we have to set goals. We all have to set goals. How many of you begin the new year off setting goals? To lose weight? To live better? To do better for God? We all have to set goals. There are some people in the Bible that set goals to accomplish things. The woman with the issue of blood, she set a goal. What was her goal? To touch the hem of his garment. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She set a goal. The rich young ruler, he had a goal. What was his goal? Eternal life. I want eternal life. And he asked Jesus, eternal life. Jesus said, do you keep the law? He said, I kept everything of the law. He said, you lack one thing. Give all that you have to the poor and follow me. And what did he do? He went away sad. He did not want success. He did not want to pay the price. He did not want that goal in life, really. The blind beggar, he had an urge, a need for success. He had to set a goal. His goal was he was going to shout until Jesus saw him. And Jesus finally saw him. Judas had a goal. Judas's goal, he said, the one that I kiss is the one you arrest. His goal, it wasn't a good goal, but nonetheless, it was a goal. Today, we set our goals according to the world. We want to have more money because we think that'll make us happy. We want to buy that boat, that camping trailer. We want to buy that cabin, that house, that vacation home so that we can have more leisure time. But there are some good goals that we set. 1 Timothy 5 and 8 says, if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So you have to have balance. You have goals that the world that you seek to attain, and you have goals now that you attain because God has ordained it. You have to take care of your family. How many of you would consider yourself to be successful? Raise your hand. Earl Nightingale, a great motivational speaker years ago, said that we are all self-made men, but only the successful will admit it. We're all self-made men. I found it enlightening when I looked at the word success. How much time do I have? 7 minutes? Boy, that's neat, that countdown clock. I got to use that at home. I found it interesting when I tried to look up this word success in the Bible. And I did the different versions. In the Old Testament, success is mentioned one time. In the American Standard, 2 times. ESV, 11 times. The ISV, 5 times. The ESV, again, as it deals with the word successful, 2 times. What do you find that's the common theme among that? They're all in the Old Testament. The word success is not used in the New Testament. Wow, that's amazing. I don't know why that is. I can only theorize, but I've known that many times that the Old Testament was a physical book. When God gave the law to the nation of Israel, the Ten Commandments, it was physical. And adultery was if you had the physical act of adultery with a woman, the physical act of it. And that's why in the Old Testament, it's always the success is a physical thing to grasp hold of. But when you get over to the New Testament, it's not physical. At least it's not mentioned that way because the word isn't used there. Maybe God's trying to tell us that we're not dealing with the physical here. We want to deal with the spiritualness of what being successful is. It's no longer something that you can just grab hold of and just catch. It's something that you have to have a relationship with God with. I'm going to skip through these a little bit because time is running short, but these are the scripture verses that we have here and get to the next screen that we have. This is how success is translated many times with different translations. Success, prosper, prosperity, profitability, or righteousness, prospered, waited carefully, good speed. Genesis, he brought it unto me. Success, behaved himself wisely. You want to be a success, behave yourself wisely. You want to be profitable, let and allow God to prosper you. And in Proverbs 3 and 4, success is means understanding. Grasp and understanding of what God would have you to do, and you can be a success. The truth about success is we all have failures. The truth about success is we have to persevere. The truth about success is we all want it. The truth about success is we have to set goals. And the truth about success is it is determined by a loving God. God determines our success, not us. God determines it. When we look at the 23rd Psalm, I thought this was a good one to use. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you could live your life without any wants, do you think you'd be a success? Yes. Who determines that? God. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Still waters meaning the calmness of life. If you could live your life in a calm state all the time, would you be a success? Yes. Who gives that? God does. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. If you could live your life in comfort, which is what we all strive for, would you be a success? Yes. Who gives you that? Jesus. Fear death. I don't fear death. One of the ministers this morning talked about seeing your cardiologist, and I tapped my son on the shoulder because just last week I had a stent put in. I went to the doctor and said, hey, I've got shortness of breath. What about this? He said, you know what? You haven't had a stress test in 2.5 years. You better have one. And I went in to have it, and they said, we can't do the stress test because your heart isn't functioning correctly. So they went in and they put a stent in. I am so grateful that doctor was successful. But who made him successful? God did. I prospered because of him. You don't fear death. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. No matter how bad your enemies are, God can put you at ease. Who gives success? God does. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you dwell in the house of the Lord forever, do you think you've had success? Who allowed you to do that? God did. And the truth about success is that at an appointed time, we hope to hear God say what? Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Are you a success? Everybody, are you a success? Everybody, are you a success? Yes, because God has saved you. That's the truth about success.